Ronan. I stabbed the up arrow button on the lobby elevator in my building, my breath quickly returning back to normal and the sweat starting to dry on my body. I looked forward to washing that sweat and grime from my skin once I got upstairs. Maybe even doing more than that under the warm spray of the shower. The numbers lit up one after the other as the elevator car traveled down from the 6th floor. Ding, 5. Ding, 4. Ding, 3. The buzz and click of the outer lobby door unlocking behind me had me glancing over my shoulder to see if I needed to hold the elevator for whoever just entered. I pulled the sweaty t-shirt from over my shoulder where I had tossed it and used it to wipe my face, because clearly I was seeing things. Sweat must have gotten into my eyes. Or maybe I was lightheaded because I hadn't eaten anything since much earlier today. Or I was really seeing who I thought I was. But that couldn't be. I had to be imagining it. Imagining him. Maybe I was having a stroke or some medical issue and needed to sit down. It was true that I hadn't been running outside as much as I should be, and it could be my blood sugar reacting to the intense cardio session. Or I was simply delusional. The man who had walked through the front entrance paused in the vestibule lined with the residents' mailboxes. He appeared as if he had just rolled out of bed. Even though he wore a suit, it was wrinkled like he'd slept on a park bench. He couldn't be homeless since he had the code to the front entrance and that was changed once a month. That meant he had to be a current resident.
Tate. I expected him to slam the door, but it was the exact opposite. Even though the soft click behind me might as well have been a gunshot. It tore into me, through me, and left behind a gaping, bloody hole. I was bleeding out, dying a little inside. I opened my eyes, shakily rose to my feet, and located my towel. I leaned forward and grabbed the glass from the ground, then stretched out my hand far enough to barely snag the bottle, too. Reading the label, I recognized the name. It wasn't cheap, but top quality and the average Joe didn't spend that kind of money on a brand like that for their own stash. And if they did, they certainly didn't leave it behind. I decided the glass wasn't needed, so I set it back on the ground next to the chair, popped the top on the bottle, and took a long swig to chase away the taste of Ronan.